Go back to Hebrews chapter 6. We've been on this for quite a while, and I still have more to tell you, but I want to, and again, it's back to the basics, or if you want to say, as it states here in Hebrews chapter 6, the first principles, or you might say our foundation. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, in Hebrews chapter 6, it says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Amen. Of the doctrines of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And verse 3 says, this we will do if God permits. Amen. And let me tell you something. God may not permit it if you are not ready to move on.
That's right.
I say you, all of us, that applies to me as well. If we're not ready to move on, God wants us to have that solid foundation beneath us. Now, last week, we talked about the laying on of hands, and he mentions this here in Hebrews, and we talked about the fact that we lay hands on folk for healing. Amen. Thank God for that. We can lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And that's one method that God uses for us to receive the healing of our bodies. And we also talked about the fact that you can lay, and we had scriptures references for this. Luke chapter 13, I'm back to healing right now. Luke chapter 13, I believe I read 10 through 13, if I remember correctly. Mark chapter 16, verse 18, refers to laying on of hands for the healing of bodies. And of course, the next thing we talked about was the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Some references that I use was Acts chapter 19, verse 1 through 6, Acts chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. So, you know, you can go back and review again those scriptures. Now, also, I told you a third purpose and scriptural reason for laying on of hands is to fulfill an office or calling. To fulfill an office or a calling. Amen. Glory to God. To fill an office or a calling. And so I told you last week, I don't think I got that far, that we were going to talk about the deacons a little bit tonight. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Amen. We were going to talk about the deacons a little bit tonight. So turn in your Bibles to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 6. The book of Acts, chapter 6. Now, we're still on the laying on of hands. For setting aside someone for an office or calling. But in Acts chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, and this is the young church, it says, now in those days when the numbers of the disciples was multiplying, there rose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, and that's the Greek-speaking Jews, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Let me tell you something. I want to tell you something. Sometimes in church, folk just don't get along. And it happened in the early church. Amen? Now, that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. But I really like what happened here. Not the fact that they were these widows were neglected. That's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, when there is a problem, if you go to God, you'll find the answer. Amen. Rather than continuing fussing and arguing and splitting and, you know, I ain't coming back no more and all this stuff, you know, why don't we go to God and let's find out an answer to the problem. Amen. Because we already know, you know, the devil's always going to try to find something. He's always going to try to find something. So now, let's go back to verse 2. It says, then the 12, these are the 12 that were in charge there, say, summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not, now these are ministers talking now, preachers. You with me? Disciples. All right? I want you to see something here. Jesus told his disciples to preach the gospel, didn't he? He said, go into all the world, and preach the gospel. In Jerusalem, in Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Preach the gospel. And so this is what they were endeavoring to do. So it says, verse 2, then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should do what? Say that again.
Leave the word of God
and serve tables. Now, I want to tell you something. When God called me to begin pastoring, I had a job. Went to work every day, except weekends. But I knew, listen to me, I knew that God was calling me to preach his word. I knew that God wanted me to be able to spend more time in his word, hearing from him. Can I tell you something which you already know? I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know. I cannot deliver to you what I don't have. I can't deliver to you what I don't have. Now, oh my Lord, there's so much I could say about this. And we're talking about the deacons, but I just want to stop here for a moment. Too many times, now, tradition has said that, okay, you know, the pastor, I got to do this, got to do that, got to do the other, blah, 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 blah. And that, you ever wonder why some pastors die early? What'd you say? Say that again, sister. Burn out. Burn out. Even Jesus himself got away from the crowd and spent time with his Father. And not just spend time with his Father, he rested too, because he had a physical body just like you and I have. Amen. Jesus didn't leave here sick. Now, all of our sins and sicknesses was placed on him, but by his stripes we were healed. Jesus didn't have any sin of his own. He weren't sick. But he was bruised for our iniquities. Sometimes we can get so caught up in trying to please people that we forget to please God. And we have to answer to God.
Amen.
We are called of God to love people.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
We are called of God to love people. I'm called of God to love you and to be the very best pastor that I can be to you. But if I'm going to be, and I'm just using me as an example, but if I'm going to be a good pastor to you, I've got to be hearing from God, and I've got to do what God tells me to do.
Amen.
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 So now let's get back to where we were. Says that, verse 2 again, the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. But wait a minute, preacher. Those widows need to eat. And you need to be out there, right in the middle. No, that's not what they said. They said it's not desirable that we leave the word of God. In other words, get so caught up out here that you totally lose your connection with God. God spoke to me. I was sitting at my desk. I remember exactly where I was. I was sitting at my desk on the second floor, Chesterfield County Courthouse. I had a nice window view. I like where my desk was, because I could look out my window and see folks walking up and down the street, you know. And I just, you know, when my wife come to visit me, if she parked on a certain side of the courthouse, I could see her when she come up. And so I had a good job, and I'm thankful for the job that I had. I was sitting at my desk, and the Lord spoke to me. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this was November. I believe it was November. Don't hold me to that. But anyway, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to give your supervisor your notice and let him know that you will resign at the end of the year, December 31st. And that was about 2 months early. I knew it was God. I had been spending time in prayer, spending time fasting, just spending time with God, spending time in his word, and I knew it was God. Now, some of you remember that one Saturday night, we had a Saturday night Bible study, I called a church meeting, wasn't that many of us there. How many of you remember, we just had a little semicircle of folks, and Priscilla, Cora, of course, my wife, Paul, Barbara, Mike, Rosa, and Lisa, you and Ruby may have been there that night, I'm not real sure, Mayoki. And I told them, I say, the Lord has called me to full-time ministry. I know I heard from God. Let me say it again. I know I heard from God. This wasn't presumption. Sometimes folk move on presumption. God didn't call us to walk by presumption. He called us to walk by faith. And he called us to hear his voice when he speaks. So, and I said, this is what we're going to do. I'm going into the ministry full time. Some of my co-workers thought I was the craziest thing, and probably if I'd have been in their place, I probably thought the same thing about me, wife and four kids. You're going to starve. But I knew I heard from God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Anyway, why did God do that? Because I needed to spend more time in his word. If I was going to pastor the church and do it effectively, I needed to be able to hear God. He didn't call me to put on a show. He called me to preach the word.
Amen.
Because people need to hear the word. And so exactly these ministers here saying, this work needs to be done. These widows need to be attended to. The Jews and the Greek speaking widows need to be attended to. So we must organize this situation so that the widows can be served and we can spend more time in the Word of God. I thank God for all of you in this ministry that helps me. I don't take it lightly. Amen.
Amen.
Sometime you show up places in my place representing me in the church. I appreciate it. Amen. Too many preachers are dying early because they burn out. Amen. Y'all still with me? So, let me read 2 again. We're going into verse 3. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables." In other words, they weren't above that. They just needed to be somewhere else. They weren't above that. Therefore, brethren, verse 3, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good, what?
Reputation.
Good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, notice what they said. They said, "You find me some men. Find me 7 men." And then they gave them the qualifications that they were looking for from these men. They needed to have. They must have a good reputation. Men that people respected and they're listened to. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. I could preach on that rest of the night. How many folk are in leadership in the church with very little wisdom? And then he goes on to say, who we may appoint over this business. By the way, they didn't leave it to the congregation to do the appointing. They say, you find them and we'll do the appointing.
That's right.
Let church say amen.
Amen.
And look at verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to what?
Prayer.
Prayer and what else? Prayer and the ministry of the word. And notice what didn't happen. They didn't, I'm about to read verse 5. They didn't say, no, preachers, we can't have this. We need y'all. We need to see y'all out serving us. We love it when y'all are here. We love it when you dip that spoon down in there and put some gravy over my potatoes, you know? What does verse 5 say? Put it on the screen for me, please. And the saying did what?
Pleased
the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas. I guess I'm saying it right. Forgive me if I'm not. And Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. Hallelujah. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, and what else did they do? Put that on the screen, verse 6. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. One more verse, I think. Verse 7. Listen to what happened. Then the word of God did what?
Spread.
Why? Because the 12 spent time with God. They spent time in the word of God. They spent time in prayer. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples did what? When you do it right, you give God something to work with. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they laid hands on them, and they set them apart for this office. Oh, by the way, in Acts, in the second verse, let's go back up there just a moment. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. The Greek word for serve there is diakonio, which can be diakonio, which can be interpret deacon. deacons. The office of the deacon is to serve where needed. There was a need in the church here. The widows needed to be served. They set aside 7 men to be in charge of that. They were servers. Y'all still here?
Yeah.
Amen. Some folks that are deacons in churches, they get the big head. Yeah, I'm a deacon. I'm a deacon. I'm a deacon. You know, I even tell the preacher what to do. I tell the pastor, whoa, 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 whoa. The biblical word for deacon is a server. What the 12 was telling them is, we can't do the ministry of the deacon, which is serve the widows and so forth, and spend time with God in prayer and his word too.
That's right.
One is going to go lacking.
That's right.
Matter of fact, both will probably suffer. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Y'all want to go a few minutes longer? Turn to Before you turn, let me give you, I told you, D-I-A-K-O-N-E-O is deacon. Plural is the Greek word, that is D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S. That's the plural Greek for deacons. Now, having said that, turn to 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter. First Timothy, the 5th chapter. Now, we've been talking about the laying on of hands for the setting aside and apart for different offices and so forth. In 2 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. By the way, y'all know Timothy was a pastor, right?
Yeah.
Amen. And of course, the Apostle Paul was his mentor.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And so this is what Paul told Timothy in verse 22. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, or share in other people's sins. Keep yourself pure. Remember what we read in Acts? Choose someone with a good reputation, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, and so forth. You might say, well, I need some deacons in my church. I need some deacons in my church. Well, don't be so quick to lay hands on. It's all right. You know, first of all, they need to be living right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everybody say living right.
Living right.
Glory to God. They need to have a good reputation outside. People need to know that, man, that brother, that sister, glory to God, man, that, you know, they live the word of God. Amen. They're not one thing on Sunday and something else on Monday through Friday. Amen. They don't have to try to sober up overnight on Saturday so they can be ready for church on Sunday, because they've been out partying and been in a bunch of mess, involved in a bunch of mess. God wants his people living right. Amen.
Yeah.
We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. When we live for God and we live godly lives and walk according to God's word, when people see us, they see a representation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
How pitiful to be out in the community. Some woman walk up to you and say, "Oh yeah, I remember you. You hit on me the other night, didn't you? You tried to get me to go to a hotel with you, didn't you?" Uh-uh. Now don't get me wrong, people will lie on you. We know that. Amen. But don't let it be the truth. We don't realize how important our reputation is. We want to win people to Jesus.
Amen.
Did you hear me? We want to win people to Jesus. Three things we have to deal with in this world. We need to keep them all under our feet. The world, the flesh, somebody said it over here, the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep them under your feet. And you will be a good soldier.
Amen.
For the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But what the Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, know them that you lay your hands on, to set them aside. You know, if somebody out fooling around and I know about it, I'm not going to lay my hands on you. Uh-uh. I don't want to be partaking in your sins.
Amen.
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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to read verse 22. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. Give me verse 22. Never be in a hurry about appointing a church leader. Do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Amplified Classic. Let's read that one, verse 22. Do not be in a hurry in the laying on of hands, giving the sanction of the church too hastily, and listen to this, in reinstating expelled officers, so it goes beyond, right? Or in ordination in questionable cases. That spells it out pretty plain, doesn't it? Nor share or participate in another man's sins. Keep yourself pure. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. But I tell you what, listen to me. If we'll do it right, If we'll do it the way God says do it, we'll see the church grow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But as pastor of Word of Life, you know, we have ministers that's a part of this church, deacons that's a part of this church, and other folks in authoritative position as a part of this church. Listen, this is a saying that I have, and I stand by it. In your life and the way you live, make God look good. In other words, you represent God. Make your church look good. Oh yeah, I saw that deacon, I saw that preacher, you know, you won't believe where I saw him. Yeah, you know, you go down that Word of Life church, you know what I'm saying? No. You make your church look good. You make God look good. And thirdly, and this is important too, you make your pastor look good.
Amen.
Man, look at what they doing. You know, wonder what he teach. What is he telling them down there? No, you want you, because the whole purpose is to win people to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't, listen to me, and I'm closing really. I don't want anybody to go to hell for any reason. I don't want anybody's blood on my hands.
Yeah.
Simply because I decided to be slack. Amen. It's important. We only get to come this way one time. Just think. Just a few years. I'm closing. Let me go ahead and close my Bible. Then I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Think about this. In just a few short years on this earth determines, and when I say a few short years, you can be 120, live to be 120. Compared to eternity, that's short. We live a few short years on this earth, yet from the time that we were born to the time that we depart this earth determines where we spend eternity.
Right.
One short period of time. Think about that for a moment. Hallelujah. We got to make it good. We got to serve him well. Hallelujah. If they don't like you because you serve Jesus, that's their problem, not yours. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we thank you now for your word that will never...